I was lucky enough to be raised in the same town. He brought me to church on Sundays. He was always my hero, always my comfort, my safety when I felt alone, when I felt scared. I would go to him and he would make everything okay. He taught me that no matter what anybody around him did, all of us, all of his family, no matter what, no matter who we chose to be, as long as we had pure intentions and wanted to be good, we were good in his book. And he will always be my comfort. Whether he's here or not, I will always look to him for advice. I will always seek what, you just think, what would Uncle Tom do? You know? That's all, like, that drives who I am. I aspire, you know, to be a good mom and a good wife and a good person and a good human, all because he believed in me when no one else did. When I didn't believe in myself, he believed in me. And he always let me know that. And the day before, you know, he was incoherent, I came over to visit him. And I just wanted to come in and give him a quick hug and kiss on my way home from work. And as I was walking out, he pulled me over. He said, "Kale, come back." And he was so weak, he could barely sit up. And he just held me. He held me for like 5 minutes straight with all his strength. And he prayed for me. Not for himself, but for me. He changed my views on a lot of things. And he made me promise to always have faith. And I'm going to follow through with that. And I just wanted to say that I'm going to miss him for the rest of my life. And I don't know what life looks like without him. And I'm sure none of you do. But I'm really thankful I have four other uncles who are just as great. And who will be there for me just like he was.